It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Marino with KRWG News. In March, the Story Corps Military Voices Initiative visited Las Cruces. Every Monday, we're presenting portions of the interviews conducted during the visit. Today, we hear from Tina Dalcor, an Army veteran, who was interviewed by her son, John.
I went to my school counselor because I'd been trying to get into college. Unfortunately, back in the day, 1969, women didn't have very many opportunities. And the only college that would take me was a all-male black college, and I didn't qualify as a black man. So then I decided to go try the Air Force. Unfortunately, I was too short and underweight to join the Air Force, so they sent me to the Army. And then when I went back to my counselor to tell him that I found a way to get my college degree by going to the Army, he panicked and told me that I could go to college in New Jersey for free as a teacher. And I told him I didn't want to be a teacher. So started my journey then to join the Army.
What was your basic training like?
It was very different than it is today because men and women had different basic trainings. We did PT every morning, which was a real surprise to a lot of people that they were not in shape enough to even participate, but we all made it through, and then we went through classes. Everyone really looked forward to going to the mess hall to eat, because whatever we were doing really drained our energy, and the only thing we could do was wait for the bugle call that we could go eat. And then eventually, the end of the day, we'd go back to our, what would be called a dormitory, I guess, and then we'd spend our night until they told us we couldn't have our lights on, preparing for the next day. And then some of us would sit by the exit light because we never got our shoes polished. And so we'd all sit there in a group and polish our shoes before going to bed. And then 6 o'clock in the morning, off went the bell again that we had to jump up, get ourselves ready, and go to PT before we went to eat. And that's how I found out about hamburger, or what is called SOS, because everybody ate tons and tons of hamburger with gravy, because that was what they gave very freely. And that's why you get it every once in a while, because I still love it. I did take time out because, as I said, when you get pregnant, you are not allowed to be in the service. And I got pregnant with your sister, got out, had her. Luckily, at the time, they were changing the regulations so that women could have a marriage and have a child and still serve the military. So I had to wait until they got that law totally in. My recruiter had me give your sister up to my parents, and I enlisted and went back to Fort Ritchie. And when I finally went through the legal system to regain custody of your sister, I had an apartment, and that was when I met your father, because I needed somebody to pick me up from my apartment to take me to work. Well, the first day that he took me and your sister Jennifer to the babysitter, he had a totally panicked look on his face. And it wasn't until after he took me to catch the bus to where we worked that I found out that my babysitter was his supervisor, his boss. He got a big lecture about how he better never do anything negative to me or your sister, because he would reflect in his evaluation. And then, as you know, we eventually married, went to Belgium, where you were born. And then we, as the wives, like I said, I had the, I don't know what you want to call it, the pleasure of being a service member's wife, which was hard, too, because since I worked shift work, I would be at home most of the time. So these women thought that I was an officer's wife. Well, they invited me into their circle until they found out I was also an enlisted person. Then I wasn't allowed to come over anymore. The military lifestyle is very different from civilian, and they have a lot of challenges that it's very difficult for civilians to understand. And sometimes just saying thank you for your service does not at all. As I told you, one of the best things people can say to service members is, is there anything I can help you with today? Because it's hard for service members to open up, but if you leave the door open, is there anything I can do for you today? You might get an answer. That is way more appreciated than just the empty words, thank you for your service.
To listen to the full interview with Tina Dalcor and other StoryCorps interviews, you can go to the StoryCorps page in the radio section at krwg.org. Funding for this segment is provided by the Heritage Assisted Living, taking COVID-19 precautions and offering specialized care for residents. Accepting admission in their 3 sanitized houses. More information at 575-525-9215 or heritage-lc.com.